Namo Buddhaya. Welcome back to Monks in the Morning from Colombo Dharma Friends of Mahameonawa. I'm so glad that you're joining us so we can spend time together now as Kalyanamitta. Do you remember that word, Kalyanamitta? It means a special kind of friend who likes to help us practice the Supreme Buddha's teachings. And that's what we're going to do together today, practice the Supreme Buddha's teachings. It's hard to find people in the world to help us practice the Dhamma, so we can be happy knowing that we've found this rare opportunity. It's so important to have friends like all of you, so we can encourage each other to do good things and to give up doing bad things. Today, we'll learn the story of a god who had some wrong ideas because he didn't have good friends around him to teach him right from wrong, right view from wrong view. He ended up doing something really stupid and hurt the reputation of a monk. Because of that, he had to suffer embarrassment when he himself was reborn in the human world and became a monk. We'll also chant some traditional verses for doing Marnasati meditation, so get your Paritta book handy if you have one. Now let's go for refuge and take the five precepts.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Say together with me. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Now to observe the five precepts, say after me. Say loudly. I observe the precept of abstaining from killing beings. I observe the precept of abstaining from stealing. I observe the precept of abstaining from sexual misconduct. I observe the precept of abstaining from telling lies. I observe the precept of abstaining from taking intoxicating drinks and drugs. I follow these precepts for happiness in this life, for rebirth in heaven, and to realize the Four Noble Truths in this Gautama Buddha's dispensation. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
Meditation verses. Maranasati, mindfulness of death. Now we'll chant some ancient verses that can help us think about mindfulness of death. You know, children, you may be afraid sometimes when you think about dying. That's normal, but we don't have to be. I know all of you are collecting powerful merit in your lives, so thinking about death doesn't need to be a frightening thing. These verses will help us think about death in a very wise way, so we won't be frightened. Turn to page 178 in your chanting book. Now let's chant along together.
Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Pavata dīpa tulyāya sāyu santati ākhayaṁ parūpamāya sampassaṁ bhāvaye maranasatiṁ. Life passes towards its end like the flame of a lamp, goes out by the wind. Seeing how others die, applying it to one's own life, one should develop mindfulness of death. Mahasampatti sampatta yata satta mataida tata aham marissami maranam mama hesati. Just as beings that once enjoyed great prosperity are now dead, even so one day I too will die. Death will indeed come to me. Uppattiya sahe vedam maranam agatam sada maranattaya okasam vadhakoviya esati. Death has followed each and every birth, therefore, like an executioner, death always seeks an opportunity to destroy my life. Isakang anivattang tang satatang gamanusukang jivitang udayatang suriyoviya dhavati. Life without stopping a moment ever keep on moving, runs on towards death like the sun that travels to set without stopping after it rises. Vijjububbula ussava jalaraji parikhayam ghatakova riputasya sabbattapi avariyo. This life comes to an end like a streak of lightning, a bubble of water, a dewdrop on a leaf, or a line drawn on water, like an enemy. Death chases after one constantly. Death can never be avoided by any means. Svya sattham punyiddhi buddhi buddhi jinadvayam ghatesi maranam khipam khatu madisake kata. If death could come in an instant, even to supreme Buddhas, Pacheka Buddhas and Arahants, endowed with great glory, prowess, merit, supernormal powers and wisdom, what could be said of me? Pachayānañca vekalya bahirajhattu paddhava maramoraṁ nimesāpi maramāno anukhananti. Due to the change of supporting factors, constant injuries arising internally and externally, the life heads towards death, changing every instant. Death will come one in the twinkling of an eye. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Homage to the Blessed One, the Worthy One, the Supremely Enlightened One. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
Namo Buddhaya. Dear children, in our life, we should understand that we have an aim now. The aim is to realize the Four Noble Truths. Why, from our Dhamma programs now you have learned that even when you are being burnt, when your clothes have caught fire, and if your head is caught by fire, rather than removing that fire, we should strive hard to realize the Four Noble Truths. Why? Buddha said in one of the suttas we have learned in the previous programs that we have been wandering in this endless births and deaths, in this journey of endless births and deaths. We have learned that beings wander in this endless journey of births and deaths, being covered with ignorance and fettered by craving, hindered by ignorance and fettered by craving. Children, I taught you these two words in a previous program as well. Ignorance and craving. Now, what is ignorance? Ignorance means not knowing the Four Noble Truths. So, when you do not know the Four Noble Truths, what happens? When you see things, when you hear things, you cling to things, you get attached to things, you crave for things. So, when beings are hindered or covered with ignorance, then what happens? Craving also arises in their mind. They suffer from craving. So when you crave for things, when you are attached to things, when you live being attached to the external things in the world, that's where all of us struggle in life. So beings, once they come to the human world, they don't understand that their hindered by ignorance and covered by and fettered by craving. So only a Buddha preaches that we are hindered by ignorance and fettered by craving. Fettered means we are covered, overwhelmed by craving. So after learning and after hearing the Buddha's teachings, we will know what ignorance is and we will know what knowledge is. Knowledge is vijja. Now, actually there are two Pali words, avijja and vijja. So the Pali word for ignorance is avijja. The opposite of avijja is, the thing that we should achieve is vijja. So in English we call knowledge. So the proper word is vijja, that means opposite of avijja. So we offer dana, then we observe precepts, then we practice meditation, then we assist the, then we take care of the bodhi trees, we respect the elders, we learn dhamma for what? To obtain vijja, that means to obtain the final knowledge, to attain nibbana. So children, now you could be small kids who are 8 years or 10 years. But remember, all of us, even though 8 years or even though 10 years or 20 years or 30 years, all of us are hindered by ignorance and fettered by craving. So we should have an aim in our life. Our aim should be to abandon ignorance and craving. So ignorance or avijja is not knowing four things. What are these four things? I think you all should know by the time now. These four things are, first one is, there is a noble truth. There is a noble truth. Noble truth means that it's noble, that is a truth that cannot be changed by anyone, that is existing in this world. There is a noble truth that there is suffering in life. Then the second noble truth is, there is a reason, there is a cause for suffering. Then the third one is, when the cause is abandoned, the suffering will be abandoned. When the cause is abandoned, suffering also will be abandoned. Then the fourth noble truth is, there's a path leading to the cessation of suffering. Now children, there was a monk lived in the past. That monk, when he goes out from the kuti, a woman always follow that monk. So when that monk goes on arms round to the village, when people see this monk, people see a lady following this monk. So people were not happy with this, because after someone becomes a monk, they have to live without women. They have to live a lonely life. They have to live a monk life, not like a lay person. So people started suspecting this monk, and people complained to the king. Then the king came and inspected this monk to see what the problem is. Then Pasenadi Kosala, King Kosala, King Pasenadi Kosala came and told this monk to go inside the kuti. And then a king went to the window and checked whether there's a woman inside the, whether there's a woman inside the room. There's no woman. There's no lady. Then Pasenadi Kosala, king, told this monk to come out from the kuti. The moment this monk come out from the kuti, a woman comes out. A woman starts following this monk. Then again, the king told this monk to go inside the kuti. Then again inside the kuti, when this king checked from the kuti inside, there's no woman inside. Actually, what's the problem, children? This monk, in a previous life, this monk was a divine being. This divine being saw two monks. These two monks were very friendly, very friendly. So this divine being wanted to check whether these two monks are really friendly. So one day, when these two monks were going, were crossing a forest, one monk wanted to urine. So this monk, you know, now would like there are no toilets in the forest. So one monk, he wanted to urine and he went a little bit deep inside the forest. So while this monk was urinating and doing his matter, this god saw this and he wanted to test these two monks' friendliness. And then this god disguised himself as a woman and then walked, came out from the forest just as this woman was living with this monk for some time. So the other monk saw a woman coming from the forest, and then that monk started suspecting this other monk. For sure this monk would have fallen in trouble and would have some relationship with this woman. So the other monk started suspecting this monk, and he didn't speak to that monk. Those two monks, they didn't talk each other. Actually, the other monk didn't know what happened. He was confused. He tried to convince the other monk. The other monk is not talking a single word. So those two monks went back and they did not talk each other. So children, this monk now, who's having a lady who's following behind this monk, was the god who disguised as a woman and break the unity of those two monks. Actually, after that incident, that devata in a previous life, he was straight away born in the hell. And after suffering in the hell for a long period, he came back to the human world and became a monk. From the day he became a monk, he was disturbed. Only on the day that monk attained the arahantship, that woman disappeared. Children, now why that monk had to suffer so much? People would have accused, people would have stopped giving dana, people would have cursed that monk. Why that monk had to go through a hard time like that? In a previous life, not understanding the Four Noble Truths. If people understand and realize the Four Noble Truths, people won't do such things. Being a god, he did that evil thing. So see the danger, children. Even gods are misled sometimes. That's why, children, while you all are kids, you should start practicing this wonderful Dhamma. Then when you start realizing, when you start understanding this Four Noble Truths, you won't do such mistakes in life. So in the upcoming programs, let's learn the first Noble Truth, then the second Noble Truth, the third Noble Truth, and also the fourth Noble Truth. Then you will know how to handle with things. So may you have the opportunity not to do bad things and understand what ignorance is and overcome ignorance and obtain vijja, that is knowledge, and realize the Four Noble Truths in this Gautama Buddha's dispensation. Sadhu. Sadhu, sadhu, namo buddhaya.
Teri Gatha. Verses of Arahant Nuns.
You become a nun out of faith. Therefore, you must delight in this excellent, beautiful Dhamma. Develop wholesome qualities for the attainment of arahantship. This verse was said by Arahant Nun Bhadra. It is very hard to cross over the realm of Mara, the evil one. However, you should cross over the flood of Sansara, defeat Mara, the evil one, and his army, bear your last body. This verse was said by Arahant Nun Upasama. It is good that I am released from everything. I am well released from the three crooked things, the mortar, pestle, and my husband. I am also released from the cycle of birth and death, along with the craving that leads to rebirth. This verse was said by Arahant Nun Mutta. The only desire in my mind was to attain Nibbana. I wasn't distracted by any other desires. I contacted Nibbana with my mind. One whose mind is not attached to sensual pleasures is called one heading upstream. This verse was said by Arahant Nun Dhammadina. If you don't want to do something you will regret later, then follow the Buddha's instructions. Wash your feet quickly and sit down to meditate. This verse was said by Arahant Nun Visakha. Understand the four great elements as suffering and do not be born again in this samsara. Discarding the desire for existence, live with a still mind. This verse was said by Arahant Nun Sumana. I was restrained in my body, speech, and mind. I plucked out the cravings from its root. I became cool and quenched. This verse was said by Arahant Nun Uttara. Sleep peacefully in the robe that you sewed from rag cloths. Your lust has ceased. Therefore, become cool and quenched. This verse was said by Arahant Nun Sumana, who became a nun when she was old. My body was so weak. I went on my alms round using a walking stick, with my hands and legs shaking. That day, when I fell down, my mind focused on the danger of this body, and I was released from all defilements. This verse was said by Arahant Nun Dhamma.
If you'd like to listen to more teachings from the Arahant Nuns, go to serenecolombo.org/radio and click on the show notes. There you'll find a link to a free audiobook that you can download, as well as information on where you can get the printed book. It was great to spend time with you today. We hope that you learned something new, and we really hope that you can use what you learned as you go about the rest of your day. Today, even though it's so early, we've still done many wholesome actions by body, speech, and mind. You've taken the precepts, you've gone for refuge to the Buddha, the Dhamma, and the Sangha. You've recited these beautiful verses on Maranasati, mindfulness of death. We listened to this sermon together, and we also got to listen to these beautiful verses from the Therigata. So, when we do wholesome actions like this, we like for others to be happy thinking about these wholesome deeds. So, may all heavenly beings, may our teachers, our parents, our relatives, our friends, may they all have a happy mind recollecting these wholesome actions. Through the power of this merit and through the power of this rejoicing, may they soon experience for themselves the supreme bliss of Nibbana in this Gautama Buddha's dispensation. Sad, sad, sad. Namo Buddhaya.